Blog Talk Radio.
This is your time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
Hey everyone, it's Josie from Your Time with Josie. Super excited about today's show. Welcome everybody listening live, and a shout out for those that are also in the chat room. Cole Chambers, Drew from PA, Hartman 19711, Jennifer Bush, Tina, and X Schumann, and Taylor Christie. Hey guys, thank you guys so much for coming. I hope everyone had a great week so far and have an awesome weekend planned. We have a great show for you all today. We have a fun chit-chat segment today. And as we get close to saying goodbye to summer, we have an awesome interview planned with Susie Aravik and drawing for a prize chosen from all those listeners in the chat room. So if you're not in the chat room, you guys can sign in now. And remember, everybody, in September, we will have our first newsletter coming out for Your Time with Josie. So visit our website, www.josieshow.com, and you all can sign up on the link at the very, very bottom of the page. It's very simple and will only take a second. It's a second well spent to keep up on all the latest Your Time with Josie news, so you won't regret it. Let's just begin with our chit-chat segment first and making sure that everyone could hear us. Let's see. All right. So the segment includes here today. I searched in the headlines on Yahoo. Yahoo Movies reported at Forbes.com summer 2010 box office winner. Here's how the summer movies people went to see rated according to how much money they brought into the box office. So we're counting it down here a little bit. Number five was Inception, bringing in $478 million. Number four was Iron Man 2. Number three was Eclipse. Number two was Shrek Forever After. And number one, making the most money, was Toy Story 3, bringing in about $895 million. And that is amazing. So do you all agree with these winners? Go into the chat room and let me know what movies were your favorite this summer, and I will read your answers live throughout the show. And we will even do our own poll and let you guys know our listeners' winners at the end of the show. So far, I put in my vote for Shrek Forever After. I love that movie. my producers put in a vote for Eclipse. Remember to give us your vote, and we will tell our winner at the end. So let's see here in the chat room. Cole Chambers says Toy Story. Cole Chambers says Shrek. You like Shrek. Awesome, awesome. Me too. Shrek was a good one. Drew from PA says Toy Story 3 for me. Absolutely. I haven't seen that one yet, but my friends tell me it's really, really good. I could completely tell it's number one on the box office, so. Jennifer Bush says, I haven't seen Shrek. Shrek was great. You got to see it. It's a great family movie. Hartman 19711 also says Shrek. Awesome. So I guess we see the winner already. Everyone in the chat room. Definitely. Let's see. So many. Oop. That knocking sound that we heard means that our guest has arrived. Everyone, please welcome Susie Aravik.
Hello.
Hi, Susie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Super excited to talk to you.
I'm super excited to talk to you as well. Is this Josie?
Yeah. Hi. So great to meet you.
It's so great to meet you. What's up in your world, girlie?
Nothing much. I just got braces, which is a big thing.
You got braces? Oh, my gosh. How long ago?
Yeah. I just got it, I think 2 days ago. It's very new.
Oh, wow. So that's brand spanking new. Does it hurt?
Oh, yeah. It really does hurt because I'm afraid of using the wax, which people say, you know, is going to be like your biggest thing. And I cannot use the wax to, you know, and it's just scratching on my cheek. And that really hurts.
Oh, gosh. I could bet. I just got those, I have Invisalign braces, which are, you know, the trays that slip on and off. I'm not sure if you're familiar with those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, you can't tell that I have braces on, but I have braces as well. And, oh, Lord, every time that, you know, they need to tighten things, it kills, not going to lie.
Oh, my goodness. I know. I am so scared. Putting them on wasn't the problem, but I'm scared of what's going to happen now and just totally sore. You can't eat what you want to. Not fun.
No, not fun at all. Definitely beware, but it's going to be worth it because you're going to have a big, pretty smile.
I hope so. I hope so. Definitely.
You will,
after I better. Awesome. So your fans have been going crazy all week waiting for this interview. So let's just start out with some questions.
Absolutely.
So, awesome. So at what age did you start singing?
I started singing when I was 8. I had been taken on a trip to a place in Tennessee called Dollywood, and it's like this entire place created and put on by Dolly Parton, and she was playing there with her band one night, and I just absolutely fell in love with the banjos, and I just loved how she could command an audience with her voice, and I love talking, so I was like, wow, what a perfect career for me to pursue, singing. And ever since then, since I was 8, I couldn't put the guitar down and haven't stopped writing songs since.
That is so, so cool. And you write all of your own songs, right?
I do, yes. It beats going to see a therapist. I'm in love with writing songs.
Exactly. You could tell your feeling. And
exactly. It's a perfect therapy.
Absolutely. And it's awesome for other people, too, that are going through your situation as well, because they can relate to it, too. I love songs like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's the coolest thing is writing something that's so personal to you and then having people saying, wow, you know, I just went through that with my boyfriend or I lost my mom, you know, to cancer as well. And it's just it's so cool to be able to help people like that. It's definitely inspiring.
Definitely. I agree. And some chat room questions that I wanted to read to you. One earlier, before the show, Heartman19711 in the chat room asked, do you play any musical instruments?
Heartland, yes, I do. I play the guitar and I play the piano as well. But the guitar is definitely my favorite.
That is so cool. And did you self-teach yourself or did you take lessons?
Well, I started taking lessons around when I was 8 for about 2 years. And then ever since then, I would teach myself. I would, you know, just go to Google and search up different songs to play and different chord techniques. And, you know, anything that you want to learn, it's all at your fingertips. The internet can teach you everything. So nowadays, you don't really even need to, you know, pay for lessons. You can teach yourself.
Oh, yes. I've noticed that, too. On YouTube, they teach you. And
yeah, exactly. YouTube. Yeah, exactly. I mean, anything you want to know, you can find it.
Absolutely. I was trying to learn my guitar because I have one and I do not know how to play it. And so I try to teach myself on YouTube. It works. I'm telling you.
That is so cool. You're starting to play guitar?
Yes, and I got it for Christmas, like, a couple of years ago, and I don't know how to play, and it's just collecting dust.
Whenever I'm in your town, I'm going to stop by and give you some guitar lessons then, for sure.
I would love that. I would love that, totally. So let's see here. Drew from PA in the chat room says, my question for Susie is, if she could put a cover song on her CD, which song would it be?
Oh, let's see. If I could do a cover song, which one would it be? Good question, Drew, by the way. And it would totally be I Hope You Dance by Leanne Womack.
Ooh, that is a good one.
I love that song. I think that song just, like, totally hits home with people, and it's very, very, very emotional. It's an inspiring song. Love it.
Absolutely. You should try that. You definitely should. You would love
it. I should. I sing that song a lot, actually, when I perform out at places, and it's one of my favorite songs that I like to sing for the military. And whenever I perform at conventions and whatnot, it's because it's just the most perfect song to, you know, lift people's spirits and to tell them that everything's going to be okay. When life throws lemons at you, hey, throw them back, dance. So it's perfect.
Oh, that is so, so cool, definitely. And we actually have a caller. And on the switchboard it says special caller, so we'll see who this is. You ready?
I'm ready, baby.
Awesome. So let's see. Ted. Ted, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Is this Craig? Hi.
Hey, Susie. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. How about yourself? What's up in your world?
Well, what's up in your world? Actually, it's your world that I'm working on. I'm in the studio currently working on your songs. And they're coming along
really?
Great. And yeah, and I just thought I'd let you know that you're going to have a couple of different versions here. You know, one's going to be a country contemporary version like you wanted, and I'm also working on a pop rock version of the same song, Last Minute Miracle. As
oh, wow.
Well
that was
as
exciting. I didn't even know
yeah.
that. Look at you, rock star. I'm excited.
And the other one will be Every Last Curl, and we're going to do something totally different with that one. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, and that's about all I can tell you since the projects aren't done yet, but they're getting there, and they're sounding really good, so I thought you'd be pleased to hear that.
That is so. Thank you so much for doing that. How exciting. I'm glad you enjoy the songs. I've been freaking out. I just got done recording four of my songs that I'm going to be putting on the album, and they are completely different than you guys have ever heard any of my material on my website. It's a lot more pop rock as well, so once I post
oh,
those,
totally cool.
you'll have to do some country versions of those then. I can't wait to hear them.
That's totally cool. I can't wait to hear those.
That's so cool. Thank you for doing that. That's so sweet.
Sure.
That is
so,
so
well,
cool. Thank you for
yeah,
well,
doing. Sure.
I'm
oh,
sorry,
no
Josie,
problem.
What'd you say?
What was that, Josie?
Oh, I was just thinking for calling in. You have another thing? I don't want to interrupt.
Oh, no.
That's...
sorry. Yeah, we were all just kind of like talking at one time, and then it became like a big clash, and I'm like, oh, what did they say?
Yeah,
well,
I
thank you, Josie, for doing this. For doing the show and inviting Susie
no
on
problem.
Too, because you know she's on her way and she definitely deserves as much exposure as anybody can give her. And I can't think of anybody I'd rather see out there doing what she does than her.
Oh, thank you. Isn't that nice? And I didn't even pay him to say that. That's pretty cool. I'm just kidding. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I can't wait to hear your versions of my songs. That's awesome. I'm pretty excited. Actually, I had I went on YouTube, and I was typing in because I was showing my dad one of the videos I uploaded, and I found a couple of remixes that some girls have made of my songs as well. Like, they turned them into, like, a DJ-type club mix. And it was so exciting for me to hear, you know, my music in a different light like that. So I'm very excited to hear what you're coming up with.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure you will when they're done. So and you'll be pleased. I know you will.
Oh, for sure. Very excited.
Absolutely. We're rooting for you, Susie.
Oh, thank you. It's definitely...
no problem.
Yes, it's very, very sweet to have so many supportive friends, and I'm very thankful. So thank you guys.
Definitely. Sure. Okay, I'll let you go and let you get back to Josie and talk with her, and somebody else will probably want to call and talk to you also. So I'll see when you're done sometime.
You have an awesome weekend. It was so good getting to talk with you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, you have an awesome weekend, too. I'll talk to you as soon as possible.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. That was so cool.
How cool is that? Remix? I didn't even know that
so
people
cool.
could do that. I know, right? I was so excited when I just randomly Google up, like, one of my songs, and there's, like, these versions that I had no idea that people could, you know, take my music and, like, redo with, like, cool effects in their studio and stuff. That's
so
really cool to me. And I love hearing, you know, different takes on it. So, very cool. Honoring, too.
That is super cool.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
That is really cool. And I didn't even know that he was working on those remixes and stuff. I can't wait to hear that now.
I know. I didn't know. I'm just so excited. I was like, wow, really? And, there's another one on there, too. I believe it was Chrissy that had done it, Chrissy's YouTube account, and it's very cool. She added a lot of, like, cool rain effects to it, and pretty cool.
That is cool. I'll have to check that out after.
Definitely. Absolutely. Very, very cool.
That is really cool. And then, let's see here, Nelly for Bush in the chat room also asks, who are your heroes?
My heroes? Oh, I have a lot of heroes. First and foremost, the big guy upstairs, God, Jesus, absolutely my biggest heroes. But let's see, down here it would be, I love Sheryl Crow. Mm. I love Michelle Branch. I love John Denver. I mean, well, obviously, you know, like family-wise, my mother and my father, of course. But in the music world, I think it would definitely be Sheryl Crow and the Beatles. No, those are my top two.
Absolutely. Sounds like a really
heck
good
yeah.
book.
Heck yeah, girl. I love all those performers that give their all and write their own songs. It's pretty inspiring.
Really?
So definitely love
yeah.
that. Good question.
Absolutely.
Hooray.
Yeah.
yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
what?
Oh, I just said hooray, kind of like hooray, but I totally made it too simple.
Oh, sorry. I'm like seriously having total technical difficulties with this microphone. I have no idea. But
if you ever need me to repeat something, just tell me because I kind of start to slur anyway. So no problem.
Oh, not a problem. Not a problem. I think it's my end. My phone is getting all crazy. That is totally my problem. But also, I thought it was really, really interesting. I saw on YouTube about the Susie and Sign project. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how we can help?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for asking about that. I had signed a production deal with Roy Thomas Baker and Rodney Jerkins. And, you know, they were through a company called Music Mogul. And I was so excited, you know, we were supposed to be doing my production deal and getting my demo put together. And through the economy and whatnot, the funding ended up falling through. And so, you know, I was on my own again to record my album. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to have this product be, you know, for the fans, by the fans. And I created a video and pretty much just said, you know, if you're willing to pre-order a copy of the CD for $15, including the shipping and handling, then I can use the pre-order money to create the album, being that, you know, I'm unsigned, living in Nashville on my own, and it's hard. You know, studio time is money, playing, you know, paying players to perform on your album, you know, paying for the jewel cases, the distribution, just everything is money. And, of course, that's why a label is so handy, because they front the money for you. And if you don't have a label, then you don't have that, you know, availability. So it was just, it's been so cool to really bring the fans in on this entire process, because without them, without everyone pre-ordering copy of the album, I wouldn't be able to even be in the studio to be making the record. So it's just mm-hmm. been such a humbling experience seeing how, you know, many of my friends have came to help, and at the end of it, they're going to get an awesome CD out of it, because I'm very excited about the songs, and it's completely different than anything I've ever done, so I think you guys are going to love it.
I am so excited. I really, 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 really am so excited, because I really hope to have, I really hope to be able to get that, absolutely. And I also thought that people
could...
Thank
you, I'm so excited.
No problem. I am very, very excited. And I also saw on your Facebook that people could also purchase a copy of your album, I believe, and then that money can go towards helping you, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. You're on the right track. Yeah, they purchase a copy of the album, and that helps with the production cost. And also, by pre-ordering a copy, you have the option to receive an autographed 8x10 as well. And okay. The pre-order CDs are going to be autographed as well. And, yeah, that's on Facebook. If anybody listening has a Facebook page, just add me on there. It's facebook.com/Suzi, S-U-Z-I, O Music, M-U-S-I-C. And there's a little like button at the top of the page, and just click on that and write on my wall, and we'll be Facebook friends forever.
That is super, super cool. And I also post the link in the chat room on the site, so it'll be easy access so everybody can go in there and check it out.
Cool. Thank you for doing that.
Anytime. So it looks like we have another caller. So here we go.
Hey.
Hi. Thanks
hey,
for calling.
Suzi.
Hello?
Hey, I have a question.
Hi.
Yes? How are you?
I'm sorry, what is your name? I didn't get to hear.
I'm Colt Chambers.
Hi, Colt. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's a little hot here in Tennessee, but I'm hearing it.
Yeah. So what is your favorite song to perform?
My favorite song to perform, that I have written or that another artist has done?
It doesn't matter, any song.
Well, I think my favorite song that I like to perform is a song that I wrote called Last Minute Miracle, and that's the song that I wrote for my mom that passed away in March of 2007 from pancreatic cancer, and that's always my favorite song to play for people because there's always someone in the crowd that can relate to it. I mean, you know, there's not one person that I've ever met that hasn't lost somebody. You know, it doesn't have to be your mom or your dad, but everyone's lost a friend or a grandparent or, you know someone mm-hmm. that has lost someone. And I just think it's really cool to be able to connect people that way. I feel like I make so many new friends whenever I play shows. So it's, definitely, I'd have to say Last Minute Miracle.
I was just talking in the chat room before the show that was one of my favorite songs by you.
Really? Oh, thank you so much. That's going to be actually on the new album as well, and we have an amazing production on it. It's more country than it is pop rock, but it's very cool. I can't wait to hear what you think of it. I'll be posting a preview of it soon.
Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, the only... production that I had on my page of that is acoustic, you know, just me with my guitar in front of a microphone, but I'm going to be posting up a version that's got it all, the whole band and everything, so I'm really excited.
Oh, can't wait to hear it.
Thank you, Cole. I appreciate you calling in. It's so good to talk to you.
I'm sorry?
Thank you so much, Cole, for calling.
I said it was so good to talk to you.
I know. I talked to you on Facebook one time before.
Well, you better write me again. I'll be mad if you don't.
Okay. All right, well, I'll talk to
awesome.
You later.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Cole. Awesome. I love taking these callers. So much fun.
I know. I was just going to say, they're so sweet. And it's so funny to, just kind of be able to say, oh, yeah, I'll be mad at you if you do something. And then they're like, wait, what? And they get all, kind of like freaked out.
That is so cool. I love it.
They probably think I'm a nut. I am a nut.
No, you're the coolest nut. You're awesome.
Oh,
I'm
thank
having so
you.
Much fun talking to you.
I know,
no
me
problem.
Too. I'm excited. So you're going to be like the next, let's see, who's the big talk show host out here? You're going to be like, let's see, well, I can't say Oprah because isn't she closing down her show? You're going to take Oprah's place. That's my Oprah. That's why Oprah is stepping down because she knows Josie is coming out. That's what's happening right now. So,
good answer.
When you're like, you know, all on Fox News and stuff and, you know, having your own show on ABC, you better invite me on.
You know I would. You know I would.
Yeah, I know you would.
Anytime.
I have verbal confirmation right here.
Absolutely. And you'll even have to perform for us.
Oh, that would be awesome. I wish I could do that now, but I know over the phone it's kind of a little staticky, so...
Yeah, it gets all crazy, but, if, I mean, if you want to, that'd be so cool because we would love that.
I would love. Well, you know what? I wonder if, let's see, I got my guitar out. Is there some way that we can, like, set up a, maybe like a Skype or something that is able for everyone
We
to
tried.
Like
yeah, we tried screen? Skype before. It doesn't really work well. I don't know how to do it.
Is that a little staticky?
Oh, no, it's perfect.
Yeah. Oh, is that okay?
Can you hear that?
All right, I'll just do a verse and a chorus. For Colt, I'll do a verse and chorus of Last Minute Miracle. And
awesome.
I'm going to start, and I'm not going to know if it's, like, a good level or not, but I'm just going to keep going. So you might have to plug your ears on this one because it's over a phone.
It'll be great. I'm super excited.
Okay, here we go.
I know it's hard to put on a smile. Everything's going wrong, yeah. But I've always told you when I looked into your eyes that I've never seen someone so strong, yeah. It's not easy to be where you are, but believe me, you're not very far from your last minute miracle to take you out of your place. You were the star, oh.
Get into interviews and blog talk radio?
Ooh. Well, I really actually, to be completely honest, I really love doing this because I love to meet new people and I love to, you know, meet new great talented people that, you know, I could promote and introduce to the world. And I also love it that, we can also take callers, because most radio shows, you know, you're kind of like, you know, I'm going to call in, you know, to talk to my favorite celebrity, but I don't know for sure if they'll be able to get my call. And with,
right.
with my show, exactly, and with my show, you call in, and I will, of course, take your call, and you'll get to talk to whoever, you know, I have as a guest. And whoever wants someone as a guest, I'll try my best to get them for them, and I just absolutely love that. It makes me feel so good.
That is awesome, and that's all the right reasons that you want to do it. I can tell you have a good heart, and that's so cool.
Thank you for
everything that you do as well, and I appreciate you including me on your journey, so thank you.
Thank you. That is so cool of you, and I want you to come back anytime. You could be a regular here.
I would love any time. You got my email, you got my Facebook, just write me and we'll definitely make it happen. So it'll be fun.
Definitely. That'll be so much fun. And also, it looks like we have another caller, if you're ready.
Yay! I'm ready.
I love this.
I was born ready.
Definitely. Awesome. So it looks like Eric. Hello, caller.
Eric.
Hello, this is Paul McCartney. Hello, Susie. How are you?
Oh, hey, Paul. How are you?
I do a pretty good McCartney, don't I?
You absolutely the one and only.
Well, I'm glad to get to talk to you. I enjoyed your little performance just now. That was wonderful.
Oh, thank you. That's hilarious. You guys could actually hear me. Normally when I try and do that with my friends over the phone, they're like, what? I can't hear you. All I hear is the ocean.
just get back a little ways when you do it, or put a like a little cloth over the phone, and it sounds much better. It sounds more clear.
A little muffler. I wish I would have thought of that. I didn't.
Yeah. So, yes, Susie is a great talent. I've been her friend and fan on Facebook. Do you know who I am, Susie?
Oh, wow, sorry. Montana! Sorry, my dog's, like, freaking out.
He was excited because he thought Paul McCartney was on.
He's talking to Paul? Well, like, literally every time my neighbor, because I live in an apartment, and every time my neighbor, you know, opens his door next door, oh, my gosh, my little chihuahua just flips a rooftop. And, I mean, I just feel so bad for my neighbors. They must be so annoyed. Because, you know, they have my dog barking every time they come in. They have me singing at the top of my lungs, jamming on my guitar all day. It's just a loud house over here.
You're living the life of Riley there.
Oh, yeah, there we go. But, absolutely, MySpace and Facebook has been able to connect us, and it's so cool to finally be able to chit-chat on the phone.
Yeah, I didn't know whether you would recognize me or not. I'm the guy that sent you all the info.
You are the info, baby. You are the informative.
So, well, I got a lot more for you if you want it. So are you ever going to come out here towards California?
I hope to be back out in California again sometime soon. I was there a few months ago, if you guys remember, for the Simon Fuller show to be on that, which was so cool, If I Can Dream. And that was about three months ago, and I hope that I'll be able to come out again soon. I was just in St. Louis and in Texas, and now I'm finally back in Nashville for, like, the first time in forever. So I'm really just taking time out to focus on recording, and after the album's done, oh, yeah, I'm going to be going everywhere. So California is definitely one of my stops, so that'll be fun. And what part exactly are you from?
Well, I live in an area called San Bernardino County, and it's called the Inland Empire, and it's about 50
That's
miles
from... That's a tongue twister. What is it? San Bernardino?
San Bernardino.
Say that three
times. it's halfway between Los Angeles and Palm Springs.
Okay, I understand. Yes.
Yeah. And we're about 50 miles from L.A., and about 100 miles from Palm Springs or so. And
that's not too bad.
No, it's not, you know, and so it would be nice to see you out here. But I have to ask you, Susie, one day, you know, when you hit the big time, if you see me walking down the street and I wave to you, please wave back, please.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, like, hurry up and, like, my sunglasses and be like, I do not know him. I do not know this person. I'm just kidding.
Eric, who?
Yeah, Eric who? Oh, Paul.
Yeah, a Chinese guy. Eric who?
No, that is so funny when I hear people say that, because that is totally not me. Like, I love everybody, and I just, I definitely would wave back to you, trust me.
Well, yeah, as long
I would
as you
probably run and give you a hug.
Oh, well, that would be wonderful. I would die and go to heaven.
I'm a hugger for sure. I mean, a lot of my friends think that I'm a creeper because, like, I'll just be in, like, an elevator or, like, out at the store, and I'll literally, like, leave the grocery store with, like, 3 new phone numbers and, like, 3 new friends, and I'm like, yeah, it was so good meeting you, and all my friends are just, like, standing there with their hands folded, like, oh, my gosh, we're friends with a psycho.
Well, that's a good thing. That shows that you're an open, honest person. And you're not, you don't have a hidden agenda.
There you go, yeah, exactly. It's like, come on, you only live once, we're all human, we all put our pants on in the morning, well, I hope we do anyways, and, you know, it's all about just having fun and getting to know new people, so absolutely.
Well, actually, I live in a nudist camp, so I don't have to worry about that. But
See, I knew that, so that's why, you know, I kind of threw in there, well, at least I hope we do.
Well, how many songs do you have left to record?
Oh, Lordy. Probably about 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm,
probably
mm-hmm.
7. I'm not exactly positive which rest of the songs, because, I mean, I've been writing since I was 8 years old, and I have a lot of material that I've been going back through, you know, whether I'm going to rewrite or use as is, and plus a whole bunch of material that I've just written in the past, you know, week. And so it's so hard to pick, you know, the right tunes and the right songs, but I think I've got the ones that I want. I'm pretty excited with. But knowing me, you know, the day before I'm about to release the album, I'll write a new song that I think just has to go on it. So nothing's set in stone yet.
Well, it's always that way when you're going to release something. You know, you work real hard to get the sequence of songs right, you know, because you want to have some kind of flow to your project. So it's, you know, it's difficult to sometimes come up with the right songs to plug into the right sequence. I know when I released my first CD, I had a heck of a time, you know, trying to figure out what I want to do. And I did like you. I actually went back to another project that I didn't release and pulled a couple of songs off of that and put them on my
absolutely.
Project. But, it's always
finding the right, you know, thing that makes you the most proud of what you're doing. And, of course, it's all about having fun. So as long as you're having fun, I think that anything goes.
Well, that's true. It, you know, and take what you do seriously, but not yourself.
Yeah,
and,
exactly. Oh, I don't take myself seriously.
Well, if you knew me, you would know that I don't take myself very seriously, but I'm really serious about the things that I do. But good news for you about doing a cover songs. If you remember in the information I sent you from Disc Makers, they have a service that is very affordable, really cheap, and they help you get clearances for songs, so you don't have to go through Harry Fox or any of those places.
Well, for this album coming out, it is going to be all original material, so I don't have to worry about any of that, but I'll definitely keep that for the future, because very, very interested in doing that at some point. But for this first one, it's all me, so wish me luck.
What's your favorite song off of your project? Was it the one you wrote about your mother, you said?
Nope, actually. Well, that's my favorite song to sing out, and that is going to be on the album. But my favorite one is a new one that I wrote a couple weeks ago, and I can't tell you guys what the name of it is because I'm going to be putting a preview on it up probably in the next, like, 6 or 7 days, so you'll just have to wait and see.
Oh, but I want to be in the know. I want to be special. I want to be one that knows.
You guys are special.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I wish you much success.
The pleasure
if you were out,
is all of mine.
If you were out here, I would, toss you some free studio time or something.
I appreciate you so much, and I appreciate you wanting to help and your support, and I just can't thank you enough for you and for everyone for being here for me through this this project. And it was so great to finally talk with you, and I just hope to keep in touch. So,
well, it's been a thrill for me. So you take care, and we'll let somebody else talk to you for a while, though I have 1,000 questions to ask you.
You call. Well, I hope you have an awesome weekend, and you can always write me on Facebook. So.
Well, you have my number.
Do I?
Yeah, I sent you my number and that information.
Well, I will look through that, and we'll keep in touch. Just send me a note
okay.
on Facebook, and I'm always on there. It's connected to my phone, so write me anytime.
Oh. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Have a good one. What a nice guy.
He was really nice. That was so cool.
He is really nice. I know. It's very, very sweet.
It is so cool. And I really think it's so cool, like, people that are talking to you on Facebook and Twitter and MySpace are all being able to get the chance to talk to you on the phone. So I think that's really, really cool. That's special.
I know. That's what's, like, so exciting to me because, you know, I've actually had conversations with them prior, and now I'm finally being able to, you know, put a voice in the words.
Exactly.
It's fun to be able to do that, especially when they're nice. Everyone's been so nice so far, so, and he was funny, so.
Definitely. He was really, really funny. That was so cool. That was really cool. So, and it looks like we have another caller.
Yay!
So, let's see. This is so cool. Okay, so let's see here. Drew. Hello?
Drew actually, we started off as MySpace friends. Drew from PA, right?
Yes.
Yes. Good. Yes. MySpace. Like, how cool is that? But now we mostly, you know, chit-chat back and forth on Facebook. Because MySpace is kind of like, I use it, but I don't. Facebook, I think, is the hot thing right now. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing more talking on Facebook because more people seem to want to go to that more than anything. But either way, I mean, I have Facebook, I have MySpace. I have just about everything for you, so it doesn't really matter.
And Drew has been so amazing and so generous with helping me with the Susie Unsigned project, and I actually got to do a Skype chat with him because he was so awesome, and I have a thing on my site to, you know, if you pre-order, you know, et cetera, then you'll be able to do a Skype chat with me, and it was very cool to be able to thank him personally through that. So thank you again, Drew.
Oh, you're very welcome. As I say, I had a fun time doing that, and I look forward to doing that again sometime.
Absolutely. I got to play Drew a new song that I hadn't played for anyone before yet, so that was fun too. And I think that one's going to be on the album as well, so it's just been fun trying to piece everything together and, you know, jigsaw it out.
Yes,
definitely.
Indeed. And as I say, I'm still waiting to hear if you're going to be still be in Nashville in the middle of next month.
Oh, Lordy. This is the first time I've been in Nashville.
About 2-3 weeks because you went to St.
Three
Louis.
3 weeks. Yep, and in Texas, and I'm going to be in Ohio for the main part of next month, so I'm not going to be in Nashville probably until, I'm looking at my calendar right now, actually, for a good time in October. No, I lied. In October, I'm going to Michigan for a good part. That's where we're doing a lot of the album photo shoots and video press, so Chris Rose, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with him. He's a good buddy of mine, and it's going to be fun, but not much time in Nashville, unfortunately, not much downtime.
Yeah, because I was planning, you know, a trip, and as I said, I wanted to at least hopefully make it worth my while to at least come down and see you and all that. But I mean, if you're going to be out of the state for most of September or whatever,
yes. Unfortunately, I don't have any Nashville shows really much lined up, except for on the 3rd, I am playing for a Labor Day festival here in Nashville, but after that, I am sayonara.
You're going to be in Ohio back in your home state.
Yeah, absolutely, home state. I'm doing a cancer benefit. Those are my favorite to do, like Relay for Life, and to be able to play for the people that, you know, are going through the situations with their families that I went through, and it's just cool to be able to relate with them. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. And I'll get to see my dad because it's only about 2 hours away from where I grew up, so it'll be fun.
Well, I mean, if you're going to do shows in Ohio, that's closer than Tennessee. I mean, I can drive there relatively quick, so, I mean, if you post when your shows are going to be in Ohio, hey, I can certainly come and see your show there, and then you can finally meet me in person.
Oh, I would love that. I will definitely post up when I'll be doing the benefit and the times, and if that's able to work into your schedule, that would be so cool. I'd love to meet you out of the show.
Oh,
and
well,
as for anybody else, if you're going to be in the area in Ohio, I'll be there towards the end of September. I'll post everything up. So that'd be cool. Love to meet you out of the show. I'd love to meet you here in Nashville during CMA Fest, but I know that didn't get to work out last year.
No, but I'm planning for next. I'm already the tickets actually have gone on sale, I think, on Ticketmaster towards the end of this month, and I'm definitely coming next year to CMA Fest in Nashville.
Oh, yeah, CMA Fest. Woohoo! That's like the funnest time ever because people from all over the world just kind of gather up in little old Tennessee and make a lot of new friends. So
well,
cool
they said
experience.
The last CMA Fest, this past CMA Fest had about 65,000 people at it over the course of the 4 days, so that's pretty good.
Wow, yeah. And we also are getting back up on our feet from that big flood that happened.
Yeah, because I actually read that they said the Opry House is actually going to be open at the end of September. They said Brad Paisley and some others are going to actually reopen it. Is if I understood one of the Twitter messages I got, they said they're going to open. I think it's September 28th is when the first show will be in the Opry House.
I believe it. They've been working their little bunsies off getting everything put together. So.
Well, yeah, because that's the cornerstone tourist place in Nashville, so they want to get that up and ready as soon as they can, so they don't want to keep losing. Because I know they keep doing shows, you know, the Grand Opry Show, but they're doing it at another venue, if I remember reading it. They still do the shows, but they just do it at a different venue.
Ah, yes. Actually, they are doing all of the Opry shows, like with you know, Carrie Underwood, they're all performing at my church that I go to, Two Rivers, and I think it's back up and running to where they're going to be able to move their schedule back over to the Opry House. But for a while, they were playing across the street at the churches.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is cool because it's always a great scenario to be able to move a big function like that over into the house of God. Can't go any better than that, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. You got the full support of the big man himself.
Yeah, exactly. So nothing going wrong there.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, as I said, definitely if you, because I say, if you're not going to be in Tennessee, you know, towards the end of September, but you're going to be there in October, because as I say, I know my schedule's pretty open, and as I say, even though post it, and I will arrange it, because I say to get to actually Ohio, to get across the state line, it's about 4 hours, and even if I had to go to the far side of Ohio, I can, you know, it's like a 7-hour drive, and like that's nothing for me as compared to driving to Tennessee is like 11 or 12. So, yes, there's
Yeah, that's a little stretch, you know.
Well, I mean, I just drove
yeah.
to Florida, so, I mean, that was nothing, but either way, I still don't want to do it.
I know, right?
I don't want to drive 11 or 12 anymore. It's not. I'm not young enough anymore.
I'm going to be in Florida. Where am I going to be in Florida next month as well? In Daytona. Yay! I love Florida. Get a tan. Yeah.
I don't get too much of a tan because you have a pale complexion. You don't want to get burned.
Oh, me? I'm as olive as they come. Are you sure we're talking about the right Tuesday? Oh, yeah. I keep getting darker and darker. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, I get that from my dad. I tan so easily. About, give me an hour in the sun, and I look like a brown bag.
I can tan pretty good myself, but as I say, I try not to get too tan anymore. It doesn't do me any good, but, yes, I can tan pretty good myself.
It is. It's a good thing to tan, but I get a little scared to ever go in the tanning beds because all it does is make, like, you know, premature wrinkles and everything they say and all that stuff.
It speeds up the skin cancer process, and they say that's not a good
thing. And I know all of the tricks that they use to try and make you feel safe when you tan because I used to work at a tanning salon. Yeah, they're all little scam artists, too, at least at the one that I worked at. Oh, my gosh, like, they will try and get you to buy, like, this $100 bottle of tanning lotion, and it's the same ingredients as the bottle that's only $5. It's just not in, you know, a big fancy bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And they literally give you a class on how to, you know, persuade people to spend more money on the things that look prettier, but they
yes,
even
the power
tell you.
Of it's, persuasion.
It is, and it's the same product. And, like, I just didn't feel good doing that, so I never, you know, told people to buy the Cypher lotion that they have. But I don't know. It was kind of scammy because they all knew it was bad for you, but yet they were pushing tanning packages on everyone, so I wasn't quick to, you know, say sayonara to them. I kind of dug out of that, so.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, no tanning. It's bad for you. Does everyone hear me?
Yes,
tanning
no tanning.
Is no good.
No tanning. Yeah, I'm such a hypocrite. I'm gonna go and, like, lay out in the sun for, like, 10 hours in Florida. So don't listen to me.
Well,
I'm just pulling everyone's
leg.
Well,
when you go to Florida, that's what you're expected to do: is go to the beach or go over and lay out and get a little bit of a tan.
Oh, and you know, I'm going to. It's the tanning is seriously the most relaxing thing I've ever done. It's so you just fall asleep and you wake up and it's like, you know, 3 hours later. Sure,
mm-hmm.
You're a little burnt, but it's a good time. So
yeah, but the problem is you're
fun.
Tanned on one side and you have a pale side on the other. It's like, uh-oh, better turn over.
Yeah, that is true. But then by that time you're bored of it and you just want to go inside. So I never get an even tan ever.
Yeah, this happens.
It takes patience and I kind of lack that, so.
You lack patience? Never. No.
I do. I'm not sure, like, I'm not, like, I've never had a doctor tell me that I'm, like, ADD or whatever that is, but I can, like, only assume that I am because I'll be, like, walking down the street and be like, ooh, pretty, like, it's shiny things, you know?
Uh-huh, and then you forget,
so,
what the hell was I going to do?
Yeah, and then I'm like, wait, why was I here in the first place? Yeah, I think I definitely got a little case of the, you know, I want it going on, so.
That's awesome. Well, Drew, thank you so much for calling in.
Well,
this
I'm
awesome.
Very glad to have called in and got a chance to say hi to Susie again. And as I say, I know how to get in touch with her. And Susie, we'll definitely keep in touch. And we definitely got to set up another Skype chat again. And we'll, you know, kind of work out from when we can meet up in Ohio. And as I say, you're owed a dinner, too. So we'll work something out.
Well, thank you so much for being here for me and for your support, and I'll definitely keep in touch and post my show dates, and hopefully we'll be able to see you out at once. That'd be awesome.
Yes, we'll definitely work something out, but as I say, yes, we'll keep in touch, and we'll go from there, sweetie, and as I say, I'm going to support you, and as I say, you're going to, you know, keep getting a lot more support from me for over the, you know, next coming months whenever you, you know, release your CD and all that, so I'm going to be behind you 110%.
Thank you so much, you always have been, so I can't thank you enough, Drew.
Well, you're very welcome, sweetie, but as I say, it was great talking to you, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
It was good talking to you, too. You better have a kick-butt weekend.
I will, sweetie. You take care.
All righty. You
love
too.
Love you, Susie.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you, too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
It was great to meet you.
He's, like,
awesome.
One of my favorite people ever. He's so nice. And he's really
he
funny,
strong.
Too, like. At the end of my Susie Einstein project video I made, I have this, like, part where I'm, like, saying that my name's, like, hi, my name's Josie or something like that. And he does the perfect impression of me. It's pretty funny.
That is so cool. And he was
what
great.
I hope
he does get to meet you.
I hope so,
I really
too. That'd be so cool. I'll be
definitely
posting up my date. So if anyone's around town, definitely step on by for a good cause.
Absolutely. And also, I also saw that you have a new website that is, can you tell everyone your official website?
Yes, my official website's kind of under construction at the moment because I have a lot of new things going on, so it's kind of at odds ends. But my website domain is Suzy, S-U-Z-I, Oravec, O-R-A-V, like Victor, E-C, like cat, .com. But mostly I just use Facebook in my space. So if y'all are on Facebook, facebook.com/SuzyOMusic and myspace.com/SuzyOravec.
Awesome. And I also posted that in chat room for everybody.
Thank you.
And also, no problem. And I also want to mention on MySpace that you were featured on the homepage, and there's a screenshot on your MySpace page. How was that? What was that like?
Can you believe it? I, like, freaked out because, like, the people that run my apartment complex, like, they called me up. They're like, oh, my gosh, you're on the MySpace login page. We went to MySpace.com, and we saw your face. What's going on? And I just, you know, had all my friends texting me and stuff, and it was really cool. I was, like, I seriously, like, wanted to cry when I saw that because, you know, that's every artist's dream is to be able to be on the MySpace homepage because there's so many people that, you know, use that to discover new music with, and I was very lucky to be featured on that. Thank you to 19 Entertainment and Simon Fuller for that.
That was so, so cool. And I actually saw that too, and that was really, really cool. And it's cool that you got a screenshot of it as well. So you could always remember it.
Oh, absolutely. That was the first thing I did. Like, I have it on my cell phone. I, like, took a video camera of it. Like, I was all about the screenshots.
That is awesome. I would do that, too.
I was pretty excited.
Absolutely. And so let's see here. We're going to give you some fun questions now.
Okay.
Awesome. So what is the best advice you have ever received?
The best advice I've ever received. Oh, Lordy, I get so much good advice. I've been lucky to have a lot of people that look out for me and a lot of people that care about my well-being. And I think some of the best tips I've always gotten is to always have fun because, you know, once you stop having fun, it's not real anymore. And if it's not real, you know, why are you doing it? So always have fun.
Yeah.
Never, ever compromise your morals and never do things that you don't believe in and that you don't stand for because at the end of the day, you're the only person that has to look at you in the mirror. And I think that's very important is to always stay true to yourself because nothing is worth giving, you know, something that you're not comfortable doing up for. Nothing is worth that. Not fame, money, or anything. Always be you. And let's see, the third final best advice that I always got is be different and just always be unique and keep the things that make you the same because you're sooner or later you're going to run out of things to be. So as long as you're you and you stay true to yourself, you can't go wrong.
Absolutely. That is great advice. And that is amazing advice for people to follow, so definitely.
Oh, and if there's any aspiring singers as well that are listening or any aspiring artists, that goes for you guys as well. Always be you because, I mean, don't get me wrong, you can have inspirations. Like, I look up to Kelly Clarkson and, you know, the names I've mentioned before, Sheryl Crow. But it's very important to just have them be inspirations. Don't turn into them. I've seen a lot of younger girls that imitate and want to be Taylor Swift so bad that they, like, do her exact same hairdo. They wear the sundress and cowgirl boots, and they write the same exact style of songs that she writes. And you know what? That's wonderful, and that really is wonderful and all that they love her that much. But in reality, the world already has one Taylor Swift. They need, you know, the next Susie Orbach, or they need the next Josie. You know, it's all about being you. So it's cool to have inspirations and all, but don't lose sight of yourself.
Exactly. And that's great advice for me to follow, too, because I am also trying to get into the singing game as well. So that's great advice for me to follow as well. I'd have to take it.
That's so cool. I didn't know. Absolutely. Just always stay true to yourself and be you.
Definitely. Definitely. And those are all great advice for everybody. And there has actually been a question that mostly everyone in the chat room wanted to know. Let's see. How many pair of shoes does Susie have? Fun question.
That's the funniest question I think I've ever been asked. Well, you know what? Let's see. Shoes. Oh, gosh. I have so many. I have more shoes than, oh, gosh, I can't even count. But in reality, how many pairs of shoes do I wear? Literally, like, only four. I alternate between the same four pairs of shoes. Yep. Four.
Definitely.
Four.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy because we get all these shoes, but we only wear, in reality, maybe four, maybe to tops, and I think that's kind of funny. We're girls.
Exactly.
We're girls.
Now, I am obsessed with hats, so if you want to ask me how many hats I have, I have, like, literally hundreds of hats, and I wear a new hat every day. Like, I'm obsessed with hats.
That is so cool. That is really cool. Hats are amazing, I must say.
They are, and they are always good to hide a bad hair day.
Definitely, everyone has those moments. Have to take care of it, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, just clap on a hat and we're good to go.
Exactly, and then we're out the door.
Yes.
So let's see, some more fun questions. What is your most prized possession?
My most prized possession, my chihuahua.
Oh,
my little yappy dog. I love him. I have an unhealthy emotional attachment to him. Like, I seriously feel like he's my kid. I love this dog. I mean, it's nothing creepy like a Paris Sultan vibe or anything, but it's fun.
I agree. I have a little dachshund named Toby, and we bring him everywhere.
Oh, how cute. Oh, that's actually one of the breed of dogs I was going to get, but then I ended up getting the long-haired chihuahua. Love dachshunds.
They are really great, and I love chihuahuas too, definitely. I just love the small dogs. I've always had a thing for small dogs.
They're so cute. And that's I'm glad that I finally figured out how to pronounce dachshund, because a long time I thought it was dachshund. You know how it's spelled with, like, that H in there and stuff?
I did that, too.
Did you?
I did that, too.
It's so easy to pronounce that.
It was actually kind of funny, because when I was in public school, I would be like, I got a dachshund, and the teacher's like, what?
What?
What do you got?
What do you have? Yeah, exactly.
It was hilarious.
What grade
like,
are you in now?
How do you say it, then?
What grade are you in now?
I am in 10th grade. Homeschool.
10th grade. So you're a sophomore, right? Is that the sophomore?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Cool.
And school
That's
is so important to me. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. School always. I mean, you're only going to be in high school once, so you got to give it your all.
Agreed. Exactly. It's so important.
You sound like you're a little smart cookie, and I'm loving it.
I get that, too. I mean, sometimes in a good sense, in a bad sense, you know, like, you're too smart, you know. But
oh, no,
cool.
It's never a bad sense. That is always good.
I know,
right? You're very wise beyond your years, and that's a good thing.
Thank you. That is so cool. So let's the years, some more fun questions. What is your favorite vacation spot?
My favorite vacation spot is the Florida Keys. Florida Keys, all the way. Yes, it's the most beautiful place to fish and tan and just relax. I love Florida.
Definitely, definitely. I haven't been to Florida in for so long. I have to go. I have to.
You need to go. I'm telling you, Florida is like, oh, I just love it. But then again, Florida could be my favorite because I've never been to Hawaii yet, and I've never been to, like, you know, Mexico. So I'm sure my answer will change once I travel more.
Absolutely. I'd say Mexico and Hawaii are absolutely good ones. Got to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Definitely. So another fun question, and I'm pretty sure everybody in the chat room will enjoy this question, but what is the most what is the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to you while performing?
The most embarrassing thing, oh my gosh. I know there's got to be something. Okay, hold on. Give me a sec.
I love this question.
Man, I'm no fun. I can't even think of an embarrassing moment. Let's see. I think I've been pretty lucky to where, like, I've never, like, had things thrown at me, and I've never, like, tripped on stage. But I did I did one time just kind of, like, fall over, but I caught myself because, like, I'm not that, you know, awesome and walking in heels. Like, I have to have either a wedge or a platform if it's going to be tall. And I had, like, this obnoxiously, you know, high pair of boots on. And, I fell over a little bit, but I caught myself on the stool that was next to me. But, there's nothing worse than, like, you know, falling or tripping in front of an audience because that's so embarrassing, you know. But I can give an embarrassing moment before I, you know, really started performing and, you know, and having music as my career. I was a waitress, and I walked down the aisle out of the bathroom with toilet paper stuck to my shoe. That was pretty embarrassing.
Oh, that is awful.
That was terrible. And that same day, it was a Mexican restaurant, so we served salsa. And one of the customers asked me, oh, is your salsa hot? And I said, no, it's cold. And I didn't get the fact that they were asking me if it was spicy. So that was pretty. Yeah, that was, I felt kind of stupid at that point in my life. excuse me, man, is your salsa hot? You know, like, is it spicy? Oh, no, it's cold.
Let's just say I probably wouldn't get that either. I would probably be like, well, I don't know. Ask the manager.
Oh.
I don't care.
Okay, you know what? Hold on. I take all that back. I remember the most embarrassing one now when I was playing. It was by a pool. I got this. I got it now. It was the microphone and everything. Okay, it was by a pool, and there was this mother with two little girls, and they kept, like, falling. They kept falling and tripping on each other, and I was like, oh, well, and they had little floaties on. So I said, oh, well, at least, you know, when they hit the ground, they'll bounce back up. And the mom goes, oh, well, yeah, you know, one of them has two left feet, meaning, you know, that the little girl was clumsy, but I took it literally that, like, she, you know, that she had two, like, left feet, like, a left foot and another left foot. So I'm like, you know, so stupid in front of everyone. I'm like, oh my gosh, can I see? Do you have to buy her two pairs of left shoes and all this stuff? And, like, you could totally tell, like, the mom just looked at me and was like, oh, Lord, forgive her, you know?
So, oh my goodness.
Yeah, sorry, that had a click in my brain.
That is hilarious, though. It's funny now.
If it's hilarious or sad, whichever.
It's funny now, but at the time it probably wasn't that funny.
No, it wasn't. I was, you know, red as a cherry.
Yeah. Oh, well, I hope, like, no stage malfunctions ever happen. Like, if you fall or something, I hope that doesn't happen. That's not good.
No, not good at all.
I hope. I hope I didn't jinx you either. You can call me up and be like, okay, I hope you're happy.
It's all your fault. All your fault.
I know, right? Exactly. So maybe I shouldn't say that, but let's see here. Another fun question. What do you like to do for fun when you're not working?
Well, I love to ride horses. I know, cliche, but write songs. I mean, I love writing songs.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And I love to be on MySpace and Facebook. And mm-hmm. I love to read. And I love to watch movies. Oh, my gosh. I could seriously sit in front of the TV all day and watch, like, TV series all day.
Mm. That is mm-hmm. so cool. Me too.
Isn't that fun? What's your favorite TV series?
Okay, mine would probably have to be, I don't know if you ever heard of it, but it's called The Reba Show, Reba?
Oh, absolutely. Love that show.
I love the show. It's hilarious. I love
that
it.
That is awesome. That's your favorite? So cool.
Definitely. I love it. It's hilarious. It's so funny. I love it. Love it. But, definitely. We actually had a poll for everyone in the chat room before. What was your favorite movie in 2010? What was your favorite?
My favorite movie, Avatar.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Avatar.
I love Avatar.
My guitar,
that was such
like,
an expensive movie.
It was so good, and my guitarist drugged me to see it like literally four times in the theater. I don't know how many times I've seen it, but it was good.
That is so cool. I love it, like all the colors and everything, and I love it. That was a really great movie.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Definitely. So let's see here. Let's see. Taylor Christie in the chat room asks, what's your favorite school subject?
My favorite school subject is math.
Math. Yeah, not me.
Yeah, not you. Well, because math is cool because, you know, there's always an answer. Because in other mm-hmm. subjects, you know, it's debatable, or you can write a paragraph about your feelings on something, you know, English. But math, mm-hmm. there's always an answer, and it's either right or it's wrong, and I love that.
Definitely, definitely. And I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, it's cool.
That is cool. Never thought of that. But let's see here. What's your favorite color?
Green. Green.
Green. I love green too. And blue. I like blue too.
Blue all the way for sure. But like green trumps all. Oh yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. And then before we go, because we're running out of time, but let's see here. If you can meet anyone dead or alive, who would it be?
Let's see. Well, of course, is this famous or not famous?
Let's do famous.
Famous, okay. Michael Jackson.
Ooh, that would be a good one.
Mm-hmm. I never got to meet Michael, and that was, like, one of my, like, bucket list things before I died was, like, I want to be able to, mm-hmm. you know, meet Michael Jackson. And, you know, obviously that's not going to happen, unfortunately, but because, mm-hmm. I'm sure we can all can agree that, yeah, as a person, he's weird as they come, but musically-wise, I mean, he was a genius. He just, you know, he was a genius, a musical genius. So.
Agreed. And we ran out of time. But I want you back anytime, okay? You were awesome.
Oh, I would love that so much. And thank you for having me, and thank you for everyone who's been involved in the chat room and calling in and just supporting us. So thank you.
It was my pleasure, and I love you.
I
you
love
are
you.
Awesome.
Thank you. You too,
definitely.
Girl. You
and I'll
post
you on Twitter and Facebook.
Job.
I love it. Thank you. That's
yeah,
so cool.
Twitter and Facebook. We have to keep in touch.
Definitely, definitely. And I'll give you my email and everything, so we're good.
Yes, that would be awesome. Please do.
Awesome, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so
have
much.
Have a good one, and tell your mama I said goodnight as well.
She's over here smiling. She's listening. Awesome.
Well,
thank you.
Well, you girls have a good night.
You too. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
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 Oh, that was awesome. So it's time now, everybody, for the game. So everybody in the chat room, thanks so much, everyone. I know it was a great show, wasn't it? That was so cool. So now everyone stay for the game. Game time. Do the game time. Okay. So let's see. Oh, Drew from PA says, you have a new fan in me, Josie. I bookmarked your page. Oh, yay! Thank you so much. You are awesome. You are awesome. And definitely, and you can come back anytime. All of you guys, come back next week. We're going to have such great fun always. And now let's play a game. So basically what we're going to do is we wrote everyone's name that's in the chat room down and put it in a hat. And my manager, my mother, is going to explain the rules and how you can redeem your prize. So here we go. Hello, everybody. What a fantastic show. That was, like, way too much fun. I was having the best time back here. So everybody is so lively in the chat room. What a great, great night. Susie is awesome. I can listen to her sing all day. What a beautiful voice. All right, so let's get to the game. We went ahead, as Josie said, and we have everyone's name in a hat that joined us in the chat room tonight. And I'm going to draw a name here, and we're going to see who the winner is. And tonight is extra special because tonight is what we call surprise night. So we're not going to tell you what the prize is when you get it in the mail. Surprise! That's kind of how we're going to do it. Doesn't that sound like fun? I think it sounds like fun. All right, so we have got a winner, and our winner is Drew from PA. Drew from PA in the chat room, you are the winner. All right, fantastic. Josie will tell you what you need to do so that she can get your address, and you can win a super fantastic prize. So you can have a little surprise in the mail here in about a week. All right, hold on. I'll get you back to Josie, and she'll get you some updates on the Josie Show. Hey, congratulations. So all you have to do is just email me at josie@josieshow.com, and I posted it in the chat room. And so just give me your address so I could send you out a autograph. Yes, autograph. I had to think for a moment. Oh, autograph and a special surprise. And a special surprise for you from your time with Josie. So awesome, awesome. And also, I wanted to really quick update everyone on the amazing new features now that's on your time with Josie. First off, we have an amazing arcade, and also we have a new forum. So everybody, right now, I would really love it if you guys can sign up on the forums. And you guys can chat in there and everything. That would be super cool. Also, now our show is now on iTunes, and it's also on BlackBerry. And basically, it's available on BlackBerry through the free BlackBerry podcast application. And so in the announcement section, it'll give you all the details on that. And that is super cool. And all that. And remember, join the mailing list. And then also starting after September 24th, remember, after September 24th, our show will have a time change. So remember, though, it's after September 24th, and you'll have all the details in the announcements. And so that is great. And remember to keep tuning in each week for new segments of the show that will continually be added, like the new chit-chat section we added last week. And if there is something special you would like to see featured on our show, just email me at josie@josieshow.com. And you still have a couple of minutes to put in your vote for favorite movies this summer, and I will read our listeners' winner, our listeners' winners at the end of the show, so type your vote in now. Also, there have been some changes to the site, so take a look around on the official webpage. You can now get archived episodes of Your Time with Josie, as I said, on iTunes BlackBerry, which is super cool, on the BlackBerry podcast application. And so just check all that out. And also, I want to let you guys know that we have you can buy caps and T-shirts in our website's online store, Josie Store, up there on the tab on josieshow.com. And then also, we have some upcoming guests, and as you can see on josieshow.com as well. On September 3rd, we have Lydia Salnikova. September 10th, we have Corey Jean Olson. September 17th, we have Ashley Ray. And on September 24th, which will probably be the most craziest show you guys will ever hear coming from Your Time with Josie, the kckellyville.com staff, and the owner of that site is my fabulous web designer, Alan. So check that out. And so that's super exciting, and I can't wait for more features to be added. So keep tuning in. Also on Twitter, you could check out www.twitter.com/JosieShow, so you can get all the updates on my Twitter. I also have a personal page where I love to meet new people and talk, and I always reply. And you can go to twitter.com/Josie1995. So definitely you can do that. And I have Facebook and MySpace too, everything. So just search me. And stay tuned for details about my 1 year on the air anniversary show. My braces are working my jaw here. Anniversary show scheduled for October 8th. And so at the beginning of the show, during our chit-chat segment, we asked everyone in the chat room to tell us our favorite movie of the summer, and the winner from our listener poll is... It was Shrek. Everybody voted for Shrek. All the movies were great, though, I have to say. All the movies were very well done, loved them all. And but Shrek was the winner of this of our poll for the chat room. So I love Shrek. So anywho, I want to thank everyone for coming and being a part of Your Time with Josie's show tonight. I hope you all have a great weekend, and tune in again next week for another great show. Talk to you guys soon. Thank you. Bye.
This is Your Time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.